Time now for Tips for Hardy Gardeners with Tom Casper. I thought we were just going to have to give the show up altogether after it rained or snowed last week and schools were starting a couple hours late. I just thought, that's it. I give up. I surrender. But it got better.
I think a lot of people were going through that same sort of emotion.
Oh, that was a treat. Yeah, I know. And now everything is just, it's like almost overnight, literally. I don't remember seeing as much green in the trees as I drive down from Woodland and look over out over Hartley Park and stuff. I don't remember seeing as much green yesterday as I see today.
Yeah.
Weird.
Definitely has happened over the last 36 hours or so. I was up helping a friend do something yesterday, even in that short few period hour, several hour time period, the leaves come out on the trees even further. So it's definitely finally here, and we're certainly not celebrating an early spring, but it appears that it's finally here and time to be outside more and enjoying those things.
Still not a bad idea to, speak quietly and not scare it.
Exactly. Mother Nature does not have a sense of humor that sometimes we appreciate.
No, exactly. So we can get outside finally, and we can begin playing outside. It's starting to dry off a little bit. I have crummy pictures of my brand new little trees buds coming. I'm so excited about these autumn blaze maples, because the darn things have got to grow like a foot every spring, and the new growth comes out red, so you can just see, oh, this is all new growth. It's so easy to see, and they're really exciting, and the wildflower garden started to come up, and the grass is getting green, and woo-hoo-hoo. So you want to get out there, and you want to start cleaning up. But every time I start thinking about noodling around, especially in the wildflower garden, I remember all of the conversations about leaving a lot of the dead stuff there to help butterflies and other little beasts. And I wonder, well, at what point do you start cleaning up, or do you just not clean up at all?
Yeah, and that's sort of a question that folks deal with, and there's a lot of back and forth on that and a lot of theories. If you should leave that because there are or potentially are butterfly eggs or even baby caterpillars in those now and things like that. And if you go in and scrape out all the dead standing canes and things, are you doing some damage to butterflies or bees, things like that. So if you've left it standing for the winter, I think you can probably start cutting it down now. And getting it out of the garden, because you really want to do that before your other plants start growing, because then you risk damaging the other plants, which also have benefit to those insects, whether they're producing pollen or other food source. So I'd get in and get that cleaned up now that the new stuff is starting to sprout, because you can do damage on the other end by leaving it there too long.
Now, what about if you've got what looks like, because if you're ignorant, you don't know, or if you haven't learned yet, you don't know. What if you have, like, it looks like flower heads, or you think, oh, should I hang on to these? Are these seeds? Or are the seeds from last year or whatever, are they gone?
Well, more than likely they're gone out of those. But if you chose to, you could, if you cut them, shake them over the garden, and if there's any loose seeds, they would break free and settle into the garden if you wanted to do it that way. And that certainly brings up another thought about gardening for folks. Now is the time to be seeding some of the things in our garden, whether it's some of those cool, and I know you don't like green stuff.
I like green stuff. I just don't like to eat green stuff. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, grass is a beautiful thing, and rhubarb is a beautiful thing. Well, rhubarb is an exception. It's a beautiful thing. It's just I'm not heavily into vegetables.
Yeah. So, but there are vegetables right now that you could be seeding into the garden. Lettuce, and if you don't like green, you could certainly do other colors and things like that into the garden. Spinach, radishes, if you want to do a couple different kinds of radishes. There's a watermelon radish that I'm just crazy about if people can find it. It gets about 4 inches in size, and it's a beautiful white exterior and then red in the center, and a lot of fun to grow and easy to grow in our climate.
Well, it would be fun to grow just to look at it. I mean, it would be like a little kind of bit of art.
Yeah,
sort of.
And that's what it's used a lot for. And a lot of restaurants use it as a garnishment because it's so beautiful. And it's one of those things that grows very well in our climate that folks don't try for some reason. So,
well, who would have thunk?
Yeah.
Speaking of vegetables as art, the rutabaga, as I understand, is something that that they used to make lamps out of and stuff. I mean, so if you don't want to eat the rutabaga, you can do crafts with it.
Yeah, go crafting with it.
There you go.
And this, of course, the rutabaga is the vegetable of the year for some folks. So it has a multiple purpose, can be used as a food source, as art and crafts, or just for people who want it. Try growing something maybe that they haven't grown or eaten before. So all those kinds of things can be going on now in the garden, and even some planting of some of our hardier types of plant material, certainly shrubs and stuff like that. If you're getting a bare root, can go in now, or trees right now that are bare root. And we're really rolling now into the next couple weeks, when folks can really do a lot of the kinds of things they want to get done in their garden to get it prepared and going for this season. So we really are now in full swing in the garden. So,
if gardeners are going to take a week off and just stay home and get stuff in the ground, last week of May, first week of June, a little earlier than that?
Yeah, last week of May, we kind of, in our area, somewhere around June 5th is considered the last average frost-free day. So we still have a few weeks till then, but most of the time we get, by early, late May, very early June, people are getting their cucumbers and their squash and their watermelons and their tomatoes all planted, or peppers. All those are warm season crops that really do not take any kind of cold. So if you do plant something like that before that date, there is a potential, and certainly maybe being prepared to cover them if we do unlikely event get cold enough temperatures to do damage. So, but all the other stuff can start going. You can start feeding, even if we're putting in broccoli and stuff like that. And I know you're not a broccoli fan.
No. It's sad. But, you have access. I was thinking about this, that you have access, obviously, through your job and all of the poring over seed catalogs that you've been doing, all late winter, early spring. Tell us about some more of these interesting things that you've discovered. I'm kind of intrigued. I got to tell you, I'm intrigued by this watermelon radish. It sounds like it would just be a scream to grow, even if you had no intentions of eating it. It would just be fun to grow.
Yeah.
What are some other fun things that you've discovered?
Well, there's a new tomato called the bumblebee, which I love the name of, and certainly things that I can remember the name of. I'm more interested in. So the bumblebee tomato, and it's a smaller cherry, almost grape-sized tomato, It's yellow and orange and red together. It's delicious and very prolific producer. And again, the name is sort of what draws me to it, but it also has an interesting looking fruit rather than the traditional red or yellow tomato we might see. So,
would that be suitable for a container garden? If somebody said, "Oh, I'd like to, just have a few of those on hand," could they grow them on their porch or something?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. There's another plant that we're growing. It's been around for a few years, but it's called the popcorn plant. And I don't know if I've talked about this before, but
it's not ringing any bells.
So it's one of my favorite plants, and it's certainly for kids that come up to the greenhouse, it's one of my favorites to show them because it's really a sensory plant. in that it has these beautiful little flowers that look like kernels of popcorn, but it also, if you rub the foliage, smells just like buttered popcorn.
Wow.
And it is, yeah, it is so cool, and kids just rub, I'll tell them to rub the foliage and then smell their hands, and their eyes just light up, and and they're like, that's my favorite snack.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of those fun ones, and again, sensory kinds of things for kids that work to get them interested in gardening. It's certainly a lot of fun.
Did your mom raise you making the snapdragons talk?
No.
Oh, gee. Yeah. See, now you could have like a Game of Thrones garden and you could have all these snapdragons.
Yeah. She did raise us to make little hollyhock people, though.
Nice!
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, so I have her to thank for that. So, and really lots of other things. There's another plant called the sensitive plant that when you touch its foliage, the foliage closes. So it senses your touch, and the plant reacts to your touch, which is pretty rare. Most plants, you know, if you go over and rub a birch tree, they don't move. But this moves when you touch it.
So in case you feel like you're not getting enough rejection in your everyday life, you can grow a plant that will reject you when you reach out to it.
And then when you walk away, it opens back up.
I love
it. You walk over.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And there's, you know, new colors of cauliflower. There's one called graffiti that's a dark purple instead of the white heads. Very, very high in anthocyanin. So really good for you besides being very colorful in the garden. There's one called cheddar that's an orange-colored cauliflower and all kinds of stuff to get pique people's interest in the garden and growing new and fun things. So.
Well, and beans are still one of the funnest things to grow ever, just because they grow so fast and they're just so much fun to watch.
Yeah, fun to watch and harvest and eat, and so many varieties of beans and stuff.
So there's really, regardless of what your plans are for your garden, there's really a lot of fun to be had with shaking it up a little bit and planting some new things. And you got a couple of weeks now to get some plans put together, get some stuff ready, put in for a little time off. You'll be good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. I'm impressed. Thanks, yeah. DK. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks. How does that grab you?
Sounds great. Stay warm. Enjoy that sunshine.
You betcha. Tom Casper joins us every other Tuesday. He is our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners here on KUMD.